This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Well, it's major breaking bombshell news from the New York Post about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their collusion with Ukraine, exposing the lies of Joe Biden, who said he never talked with Hunter, never had anything to do with these businesses in Ukraine, even though Joe Biden on video is talking about how he held up $1 billion in government aid to the Ukraine, pressuring them to force a local Ukrainian investigator several years ago to drop charges or drop an investigation against a company that his son Hunter Biden was involved with, on the board, actually. Hunter Biden was receiving all this money. This is how bribery and kickbacks work. Joe Biden uses the power of the United States under the Obama administration to threaten Ukraine, to force them to back off of investigations into corruption, while the Burisma company, an energy natural gas company, is paying massive amounts of kickbacks to Joe Biden's son, who knows nothing about the energy sector, has no qualifications to sit on that board. This is how it all works. Joe Biden has admitted to it. Now the emails have been discovered on on Hunter Biden's laptop, no less. The New York Post ran the story, exposed the whole thing. It started to go viral. Twitter and Facebook immediately blocked the link. You can't share this link on Twitter, because the link now, Twitter has a pop-up and says, oh, this link may be unsafe. It might contain malicious code. It's all a lie. I mean, it's all just a cover for Joe Biden. Big tech is in on it. This is election meddling. This is total treason. If some kind of a bombshell like this were found against Trump and his family members, oh, you'd be allowed to share that, trust me. But when it's Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, you're not allowed to share it, because big tech is meddling in the election. Big tech. Now, this is further proof that big tech CEOs need to be arrested, indicted for treason, prosecuted, and again, if found guilty in a court of law, potentially executed for treason against these United States. This is yet more proof that that's exactly what's going on. So anything to protect Biden, no matter what his crimes. And of course, the left-wing media won't touch this story. So you're not going to hear about this on CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, what have you. You won't hear about it. They'll just pretend it never happened. And then a statement from Joe Biden's campaign denies everything that's in the email, denies that he had a meeting, denied that there were any, you know, payments to Hunter Biden. Just total denial. Now, there's a strategy here, though, that's in play. And I'm going to explain it here. You may recall 36 hours ago or so, I put a headline up on National News, a big, you know, front page new headline said, major new bombshells are about to break that are going to show the complicity of Biden, Obama, Clinton, and Brennan. Those four are going to be shown to be complicit. What you are seeing now, today, is just the first of many documents and many files of different kinds that are going to hit, that are going to totally expose the criminality of this deep state treasonous cartel. And the way that this is being done is to first put out a small document like this initial email and get the New York Post to do an article on it, which they did. Then wait for the Biden campaign to deny it, okay? Wait for the official denial. Once that denial is fully cemented in place, then more documents will be leaked that show the denial to be a lie. So what Trump's people are doing right now, and it is Trump's people who are behind us, you know, pro-America patriots, they are allowing Joe Biden to entrap himself in his own web of lies. And at the same time, they are provoking Twitter and Facebook to go all out with politically motivated censorship that shows how biased they are and how much they are illegally rigging the election in favor of Biden. Now, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri are already on this. They're already, Cruz sent a letter to Twitter, I believe, saying that it's not acceptable for you to censor this story. Big tech is at war with journalism in America. That is journalism that exposes Democrats, which is the only real journalism that's happening now. Because what the New York Times is doing, you know, attacking Trump all day long, that's not even real journalism. That's just fiction. But the real journalism is taking place in the conservative media and in some places in the independent media that are exposing Joe Biden. But big tech is conspiring to censor all the links of all the websites that are engaged in legitimate journalism now. So all at once, this leak is exposing Biden as a criminal treasonous actor involved in money laundering, bribery, kickbacks, and official corruption. It's exposing the Barack Obama administration, and it's exposing big tech as a criminal election meddling cartel of corrupt companies who will rig the election any chance they get. All of that from one email, and it's just the first of many emails that's coming. So this is actually unfolding exactly as the Patriots had planned, and there's much more coming. I've been told there's way more coming. In fact, I've been told that there are some documents that are going to hit in the next 7 days, well, I guess 6 days now, that are going to be just absolutely bombshell. And by the time this is over, frankly, Joe Biden should be disqualified from running for president. He should be arrested. In fact, if the FBI had any honesty at all, they would conduct a 3 a.m. morning raid right now on the home of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden to gather evidence. You know, like they raided Roger Stone, they should be raiding the Bidens in order to gather evidence of their criminality. Of course, you know, don't hold your breath. That's probably not going to happen. But there's a lot coming out. And as a result of this, the radical left, I'm told now, they are moving up their plans of chaos, where they were planning chaos on November 3rd and 4th, you know, Election Day or shortly thereafter. I'm being told by one source right now that the plans are moved up to October 25th or 27th. So they're going to start the chaos early because now they know Joe Biden is in so much trouble that he can't possibly win the election. And so everybody on the left is in total desperation mode. Big tech censoring the bad news, you know, blocking the New York Post, and leftists now moving up their chaos plans to try to cause pre-election chaos in the hopes of preventing people from going to the ballot box and casting their vote on November 3rd. And on top of that, we have Project Veritas that's released yet more audio and video from this crazy, insane left-wing Democrat in Colorado from Weld County, who's talking about rolling out guillotines and killing Trump supporters in the streets and stabbing people and all these things, and how they need chaos in order to accomplish all that. It's all coming, and it's going to coalesce in the next, what, 2.5 weeks or so. And again, today, you can't find a gun anywhere in stock, anywhere in the country. You can't find a single round of ammunition of 9mm or 5.56 AR-15 rifle ammo. Everything's sold out everywhere. And it's because people are anticipating what's coming. So really, stay tuned, be prepared. Watch my website, naturalnews.com, as well as brighteon.social, where we have a lot of breaking news every minute from the 10,000 plus users who are on that site, and they are posting like crazy about all the breaking news. It's pretty incredible. It's an incredible audience there, just wonderful people. In fact, it's the best news source, better than Twitter now, because it's uncensored. So just go to brighteon.social if you want like all the breaking news as it's happening. It's pretty amazing stuff. But I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. God bless America. And get ready. Get ready for what's coming. Take care.